AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Seven suspected hackers linked to ransomware attacks have been arrested. The AP's Sagar Magani reports thousands of victims were targeted.
The probe is called Gold Dust, part of a global cybercrime crackdown. Officials say the arrested hackers are accused of ransomware attacks linked to the gang known as R-Evil. It's believed to be involved in recent attacks targeting the world's biggest meat processor and 4th of July attacks that hit businesses worldwide.
None of the arrested hackers have been identified by name. Now that travel restrictions are being lifted to many countries, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo expects to see more traffic at airports.
I think the reason you will see a surge is because people feel safe. Everyone has to be vaccinated. Everyone has to be tested. The airlines have their protocol in place to ensure that.
At the Glasgow Climate Summit, former President Barack Obama criticized Russia and China for their lack of urgency on climate change. He also had criticism for climate decisions made at home.
Back in the United States, of course, some of our progress stalled when my successor decided to unilaterally pull out of the Paris Agreement in his first year in office. I wasn't real happy about that.
Obama says he's confident the Biden administration will get a climate bill passed in Congress. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, a witness at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial says he confronted a rifle-toting Rittenhouse with a gun of his own last year to try to stop the bloodshed. Gage Grosskreutz testified he thought he was going to die. He was wounded in the arm. Two others died in Kenosha. Jurors in a Georgia courtroom are being shown graphic close-up crime scene photos of the gunshot wounds that killed Ahmaud Arbery. Three white men are accused of chasing and shooting Arbery, a black man. The defense claims Arbery was killed in self-defense last year. This is AP News. Investigators are trying to figure out what went wrong at a music festival in Houston.
Experts who study deaths caused by crowd surges say it's often because too many people are packed into too small a space. Eight people died and hundreds more were injured Friday night during a performance by rapper Travis Scott. The first lawsuit's now been filed on behalf of a man injured in the crush of people. Attorneys for Manuel Souza sued Travis Scott, Live Nation, and others, saying they were responsible. Travis Scott could be seen on video at one point, stopping the concert and asking for help for someone in the audience. Security, he said, somebody help, real quick. I'm Rita Foley.
Tesla shares are down almost 3% in early trading after CEO Elon Musk says he'll sell 10% of his holdings in the electric car maker, more than $20 billion worth by most calculations. Many on Wall Street assumed Musk would be selling closer to 5% of his stake. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.